He's Braden Gall. I'm Jason Fitz. It's Braden and Fitz, ESPN 102.5 The Game. Continuing throughout the day, obviously, to break down everything from the preseason with the Titans. But in the process of getting you caught up and ready, one of the things we want to do is get you ready for everything happening around the SEC East. And so to help us break down everything from South Carolina, one of our favorite from the state, Josh Kendall, joins us. Josh, thanks for your time, man, this morning. I picked South Carolina to finish in third because I've really drawn a line in the sand in the East and have the Vols at fourth. So tell me how I can not lose my mind.
That's not entirely crazy.
Okay.
It's a little crazy. This is a team that if you look at from the right angle and squint your eyes just right, you can come up with some reasons to be optimistic. Number one is the quarterback, Jake Bentley, who I think is a really good player. I think that the Muschamp supporters, as many of the Muschamp as head coach supporters as you can find out there for the last 5 years, they have said, if this guy could get a quarterback, if this guy could get offense figured out, he'd be in pretty good shape. Well, he's got that now. Problem is his defense might not be very good. But if he is sort of the defensive genius and can get these guys to play pretty well, he's got an offense that I think is going to score some points this year. So third, I think that's probably the ceiling absolutely for this team this year, but it's not impossible.
Josh, you cannot try to make sense of Jason Fitz's mind because I believe last week he picked Vanderbilt to finish third, and then at SEC Media Days he picked Kentucky to finish third.
No,
believe,
at SEC Media Days I actually picked South Carolina to finish third. That was my pick. So I'm looking for anybody.
Full circle back around to it.
Josh, I just need somebody in third because I said the Vols have finished fourth, which means I need to find a third place team.
I think the Vols. My pick is the Vols for third, but I'll keep a good thought for you.
Well, let me ask you about that because in general, and my theory on this has sort of been there's a line of demarcation from a talent perspective in the SEC East with Florida, Georgia, and Tennessee, sort of a notch above the rest. It doesn't mean that Kentucky, South Carolina, and Vanderbilt aren't very competitive, and I think all three of them are potential bowl teams. But do you still see, as far as South Carolina is concerned, relative to the Big Three in the East, is there still a talent gap that they need to overcome?
Yes, I absolutely think that there is. And I think for all of Butch Jones's faults, whatever they may be, he has recruited overall at a level that keeps them in that group that you're talking about, in that top three from an overall roster perspective. South Carolina, they went way far down on the roster. This team had what is the usual attrition between head coaches in terms of guys leaving the program. And I'm going to get my numbers wrong off the top of my head, the exact numbers, but they had about a dozen guys leave the program. Normally when you see that, you see them transfer to other places you've heard of. This team had a dozen guys leave the program, and eight or nine of them didn't catch on anywhere, not Georgia State, not anywhere. That gives you kind of an idea of where the roster was when Will and this staff got here. So that's going to take some time to get them from top to bottom into a position where they feel like they can realistically compete for first getting into that top three in the East and then getting back to where maybe they've got a chance in late October to win a division title.
We're talking to Josh Kendall from the state, breaking down everything from South Carolina. So you wrote an interesting article recently talking about the team's desire to emphasize deep passing, essentially. That is not a category they were very good in last year. Why would they be able to take a jump in that category specifically this year?
Well, Jake Bentley and his mental progression most of all. Now, there are other factors like the fact that they have three guys in Hayden Hurst, the tight end, Brian Edwards, the wide receiver, and Debo Samuel, yet another wide receiver, who I think are really good, top shelf, above average, at least, SEC-type talents. And Jake, who I've said I think is really good. Last year, where he struggled is exactly where you would expect him to struggle as a true freshman, and a true freshman who didn't even go through spring practice. It was managing the offense from a pass protection standpoint. A lot of the times he would come to the line of scrimmage and not really have even if he understood the pressure he was about to get, not have an answer for it. He's got all those answers now. He can walk to the line of scrimmage. He can get them in the right play. Kurt Roper has more confidence in him to give him a longer leash. He has the ability to manipulate the coverage to give himself a little bit more time. And I think that this offense feels like they're going to have to score some points, and that means going deep. So I think it will be an interesting year. I think this could be a 6-6 regular season for South Carolina, just like last regular season, but a much more interesting and entertaining, if you're a South Carolina fan, 6-6.
Well, and a part of that, those six losses would be the questions on defense. You've talked about the questions that's we all have had about that side of the ball for this team. But you mentioned it. That's Will Muschamp's side of the ball. So what are reasonable expectations for him and his coaching staff getting a collection of players that aren't really that talented to achieve at an SEC level?
Well, he said this weekend after the team's first real scrimmage of the fall that he liked his first 11, that he was going to roll out there. The problem is there is just no depth behind them, and I'm not as confident about his first 11 as he may be, or at least as he says he is. I still think their defensive line, until it proves otherwise, has got to be better. Their three linebackers, their starting linebackers, are really good. Top third of the SEC as a unit. I think Sky Moore comes back. He's a really good player. But they don't have a single guy who's taken a college snap at linebacker beyond that. So those guys have got to play a lot. They've got to stay healthy, et cetera. And for my money, they still haven't gotten a guy in the secondary to stand up and be the bell cow there and to make plays, and I still think they need that. So, but, yeah, Will Muschamp, Travis Robinson, who's worked with him for 5-6 years in some capacity, those guys have an earned reputation of being able to get the most out of defense and getting guys in the right spot. So they're really going to be tested on that this year. I still think, especially early in the season, when you come to a South Carolina game or catch one on the TV, you should watch it because everybody's going to be scoring a lot of points, both teams.
We're talking to Josh Kendall from the State. Josh, you mentioned the first scrimmage. Has anything stood out or anybody stood out to you yet so far that really makes you say, holy cow, I didn't expect that?
I would love to tell you, but we don't get to watch any meaningful parts of practice or scrimmages, so it's hard for us to say. In terms of surprises, from what we understand from folks publicly and privately, Shy Smith, who is a little slot receiver and they need some receiver depth, has really played well. Or Trey Smith, who's a big tall receiver, has really played well. The Gibbons, the Debo Samuels, or at least Gibbons in my mind, the Debo Samuel, the Hayden Hurst, have done what they expected, have been the players that they've expected. And Bentley, for me, I'll keep banging that drum because that, for me, is the key to this season and the key to this team. I think he's one of those guys that makes everybody better. Will says he's one of those guys that even gives the defense confidence to play better because they have such trust in him. So, for me, the steps he's taken in the offseason and what he can do for this team are still and will continue to be, no matter what, the biggest difference and the biggest impact for this group.
Josh, I voted Jake Bentley and Nick Fitzgerald as my top two quarterbacks at SEC Media Days. First of all, is he talented and capable enough of being a first or second team all-SEC guy? And relatively speaking to the rest of South Carolina quarterbacking history, where does his talent rank amongst the best in South Carolina?
Well, absolutely. I think he could be that type of guy, first and second. Now, the SEC's got a handful of guys who are good players, and I think Nick Fitzgerald is absolutely a really good player. And Hurts, if Hurts has improved passing the ball, as I've heard he has, and I guess everybody's heard he has, you know, he's still a really good player. But Jake is talented. Jake can make all the throws. Jake is no more talented than Jacob Eason. He's no more talented than Shea Patterson. And I don't spend enough time around those guys. I'm not speaking about those guys when I say this about Jake. He is so steeped in football. His dad is a long-time, very successful high school football coach in the state who's now on the staff here. Mentally, I think that's what sets him apart. Talent-wise, you know, Todd Ellis was a really talented quarterback, didn't have a lot of success in the pros, injuries, and other things. But I think Jake is the type of guy, because of the talent that he has and because of his mental approach and the way he does things, who can absolutely be a pro quarterback and maybe the most successful pro quarterback South Carolina's ever produced, whatever that ends up looking like down the road.
It's great stuff, guys. You can follow him on Twitter at Josh at the State, Josh Kendall from the State. Man, we appreciate you. Thanks for giving us all the info.
Thanks for having me.
Great
Thanks,
stuff
Josh.
From Josh.
Love Josh.
Yeah, no, I
best accent in the SEC, by the way.
I couldn't bring myself to pick Kentucky third at Media Days just because it's Kentucky.
Like, but you did pick Vanderbilt third last week on the show.
Well, yeah.
Julian
pointed
that out. You did
do
that.
Yeah, no, I picked Vandy third last week because I got to find somebody, and I don't feel good about
right.
South Carolina.
Right
either.
Now, I would just rotate between Kentucky, South Carolina, Vanderbilt every day. Just change every day.
Once you go Missouri, I'm going to have to mute you.
No.
I'm with him on that
see,
one.
Like I said, I voted South Carolina because I just didn't feel good about Kentucky. And then we talked about Kentucky, and I still don't feel good about Kentucky. We talked about Vandy. I do feel better about Vandy, but it's still Vandy.
Well, so. My write-in vote for third in the SEC East was Georgia Tech.
I'm not sure that's legal.
Oh, I did it.
I do think
that if you just rotate every single day, like come in tomorrow and be like, Kentucky, third in the East, I'm calling it. And then the next day be like, the Doors, third in the East, mark the tape. As long as you just continue to rotate, A, you're probably going to get it right one day. And we can never pin you down on it.
Right,
so
right.
So well, you can always look back at the end of the year and be like, I called it back in August.
South Carolina, Kentucky,
Doors.
The problem is I don't feel good about any of them at third place. But, you know.
That's what I've been trying to tell you, dude.
Yeah, no, but I don't feel good about the Vols winning more than seven games. So I just feel like
I, gotcha.
I feel like somebody's going to rise up. I just have to figure out who it's going
to
be.
But to Julian's point about Missouri, when you do pick Missouri third, we're going to have to send you to the doctor.
No, that's fine. That's fine. I won't
or
pick
take away
Missouri.
Your car keys, one of the two.
I think I'm going to stick. I'm going to let my fan, my as a lifelong 1 week diehard, I'm going to go. The fan guy in me wants Vandy at
Bobo?
Third. Yeah, I'm going to go total Bobo. Like I'm just going to go Bobo with it and just be a total Vandy homer. That works, right?
I think I'm not sure how it's going to work out for you at the end of the year.
Well,
but
I'm not
I do
sure.
Appreciate the self awareness.
I think it'd be a dynamite decision by you.
I feel good about it. I feel good
I don't
about it.
I think Fitzy picked up on that.
No, but one thing that we do know is that we don't know who's going to finish in fourth. We know that Florida's considered the top or second place team. However, the beginning of their season got a little bit more difficult over the weekend. We'll tell you what happened. Lots of players suspended. We'll tell you what that is next. Braden and Fitz, ESPN 102.5 The Game.